Blog Talk Radio.
Children, they matter.
open our eyes.
That's our theme for this evening. And not, well, not our physical eyes is what I'm referencing, but our spiritual eyes, our mental eyes, but more so our spiritual eyes. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Darrell Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out for us again, where we bring you news and information that's called from, well, around the country, around the world in some cases. And for those of you who are new, welcome to Progressive News. We hope and believe you'll be returning after this journey that you'll experience this evening with us. It's a plum pleasing pleasure, as one of my colleagues would say, to have you on board. I would suggest, as I do often, that you sit back, relax if you're in capacity to do so, and if you're buzzing around the home or driving, be well in that mode as you listen in and hopefully catch some nuggets that will inspire you and encourage you, empower you, and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference. Because here at Progressive News Weekly, that's what we're about. We're about making a difference, not just with our own lives, but first and foremost with ourselves, because we can't help anyone if we aren't helping ourselves, as we've heard many times. If you're on a cruise or a flight, a jet flight, and there happens to be some mishap, it's always recommended take care of yourself first and then your loved ones. Because, again, you can't take care of anyone if you're not taken care of. So we hope that you'll be enlightened and then that you'll share that enlightenment with others and give some love. That's the beauty of love. You can give it and retain it at the same time. And, in fact, I would dare say, as you give it, you obtain even greater portions. So this evening, as always, we have another interesting, we believe, program and lined up for you. And our topic is going to relate to opening of the eyes, as I mentioned just now. So what's new? If you have something you'd like to share before we get into the meat, the heart of the program, this is a good time. You can dial in. We're always live, well, most of the time at least. You can dial in to 347-838-9142 and let us know what's on your mind or what you have experienced or found out that is something that should be shared with the masses. And we hope that it's something that would not typically be known or hitting mainstream, because we take pure pleasure in bringing news and information that's not readily available or shared with the masses through mainstream. I watch mainstream, and what I mean by that, your major networks on television, or even in many cases your radio, your major local terrestrial radio. Of course, we're on internet radio, which means that we're not limited by distance of the airwaves being able to reach local audiences. And so keep in mind that you'll be speaking to those around the nation and indeed around the world. Shout out to all of the supporters who've been with us for these last 10 years. That's right, it's been a decade. And we so appreciate you for being consistent, for those of you who are regular listeners. And so from California to Maine, from the Great Lakes, my hometown, Cleveland, down to the Big Star State of Texas, and everything in between. We welcome you and thank you for participating in this venture. So much going on as we enter into a new season, a spring season, a season of growth. And so with that said, we're going to get into our program this evening. We hope that you are on our mail list if you're a regular listener. And if not, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that you can always join our mail list by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. And you'll go to that website, and there you'll see all of our archives, so that would hopefully give you some inspiration to want to get on our mail list. That is the actual website for the archives. But to actually get on the mail list, you'll drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, _CLA18 at msn.com. And so you'll do that, and I'll be sure to respond. And also, that's a great place to let me know of things that are on your mind, and a guest that you would suggest that we have on the air, or topics that you would suggest that we touch upon. So keep that in mind. We're always, always open for that. And again, for our listeners who are tuning in, I ask that you participate in this discourse that we're about to engage in. I know I have not mentioned who our special guest is going to be tonight, and that's intended. It's kind of a teaser for those who are not on the mail list. So hopefully you'll be encouraged, so that when I tend to do this from time to time, you won't be impacted with, well, who is he talking about? So this evening we are going to talk about entering a new season, and not just from a environmental or geographical perspective, but from a, as I mentioned earlier, a spiritual and a mental perspective. And that goes back again to opening of one's eyes. So as we begin to go into our program, and I mentioned that we are going to have a very special guest, and it's always a pleasure when I have a guest such as the one I have tonight, because it's sort of a bonus for doing what I do, when you can have someone on who's, first of all, a remarkable mind, but then the individual is someone that you're familiar with, you've come to know over the years, who can be considered a friend, a mentor, a colleague. And so I get to have some fun tonight, as well as to present information that will, well, meet our objectives, which of course is to enlighten and empower and inspire and encourage you to be involved. So I'm kind of beating around the bush a little bit about who it is, because I want you to get on our mail list. So without further ado, I'm referring to Miss Eula Pasternak. And Miss Eula Pasternak, well, she's a human energy expert, I like to say. And we'll get into some more detail about what that is. She's also a food specialist, and she's recognized as one to have a significant amount of knowledge and research in the area of genetically modified foods. And she's made significant contributions to those genetically modified foods being reduced in our marketplace through her efforts with various organizations nationally and internationally. She is the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living, and for several decades has focused on assisting people have a more healthy, happy, and fulfilling experience. So as we enter into another season, whom better than my friend, colleague, and I like to say mentor, because I learned so much from her over the years, Miss Eula Pasternak. So, Miss Eula, are you? I believe I see you in the virtual office there. Are you with us?
Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Happy spring equinox. Yes. Let's grow and heal and start over. Bigger, better.
Another spring.
Upward you go.
Yes, yes, yes. Can you believe another spring is upon us?
Well, maybe, because I've been very busy with clearing work and helping people, like, let go, wake up, almost like I was laughing inside and out with your Bufferton, because it's almost connected, like, let's get out of this hibernation, open our eyes, wake up, spring is here. I mean, our Northeast weather is very spring-like today. Yesterday was sunny. Today is rainy. And like, okay, let the blessings come in.
Yes.
We need
sun. Yes, yes, yes.
We need sun. We need rain. Yes, yes, yes. So thank you for having
so
me.
So true. Oh, it's like I said, it's a joy. It's such a joy. You know, I was talking also, speaking of spring, and with that, as you said, let's grow. And there's so much to that aspect of growing, you know, on a physical basis, on a spiritual basis, on a mental basis. But and speaking of base, of the three, the most base is the physical. And so I'd like to start there and then kind of evolve into the mental and spiritual. So with that base, we were having a conversation earlier talking about mainstream. And I know a lot of folks are getting geared up for their gardens. And folks, if you're not getting geared up for your gardens, you need to be thinking about it for more than one reason. It's just a good thing to, and I'm going to let Eula expound on this, but it's a good to interact with nature, because we are part of nature, no different than the blades of grass or the trees or the flowers, the birds and the bees. We're part of nature, and we need to be aware and engage in that in order to be in balance. That's a part of that. So I would encourage everyone, if you haven't, and it doesn't have to be a huge garden. It could be something you grow on your windowsill. You know, just some herbs. You know, some parsley or something simple. But just the idea that you're putting a seed in and seeing the fruit thereof, very important. So speaking of the base of growing, I was just kind of buzzing through the channels. I don't watch much mainstream. I do like to see what's going on, you know, what's being plastered to the masses. Because from my perspective, most of mainstream, and, you know, mainstream again being your major networks, and now cable even, cable's gone full mainstream. It used to be you paid for it, you got no commercials. Remember that, folks? Remember there were no commercials? Maybe we should start some kind of a movement to say, okay, what's going on here? I mean, we're being abused as a nation. You know, I was looking at my, and I'm jumping around a little bit, so I understand that. But I was looking at my phone bill, and I was looking at the charts, and having been in that field for many years, it's no secret I've worked for a major corporation, major communications company for decades in my past life, in the present sense. But anyway, and so I was just looking, and there were probably 8 different fees. I mean, one of which was a connection fee, and I said to myself, a connection fee? Well, wouldn't that be included with the base charge for my service? So I'm looking at these 8 different charges that are affiliated with my bill, and then I went to my cable bill, and it was worse. I went to my cable bill, and there's a sports network bill. I'm like, I didn't subscribe to any sports network bill. I mean, any sports network. Wait a minute, what is this? And then there's another connectivity charge. Well, when I paid my bill, you know, when I subscribed to, and I don't want to mention because there's so many. There's Optoline. There's Comcast. There's Verizon. I'm not going to promote any one, but when I looked at my particular company bill, I'm looking at these 7 or 8 charges, and I'm saying this is crazy. When did these all start? Now, again, having worked for the company, I have a strong idea. And I remember when there used to be just your service charge. I mean, you paid for the service. Let's say you had Comcast, and you got your Comcast charge, and it was $35 for your Comcast, and that was it, and you paid taxes on that. And then they came up with some UCC charge and saying that, well, you know, we went to, we being the company, to the federal government and said, you know, we need extra, we need to charge an extra fee. It's only going to be, you know, $1.20, but we need that to maintain the network. Well, wouldn't that be built into the service charge? I mean, when a company has a business and you charge for service, isn't that all the associated fees built in? So I'm saying all that to say we need to open our eyes and be aware of what's going on. So fast forward, because I told you I'm scattered a little bit in terms of moving around, so I'm going to link this back, believe it or not, to my original point, which was I'm watching a program, and it was one of the local news programs, and they had a dietitian on, and I say that because, well, to me, I respect dietitians for what they do and talk about, but I really think that the focus should be more on nutrition than diet. So that's another program. And so she was referring to the Dirty Dozen, and the Dirty Dozen is folks who are into foods, and I know Yula's going to comment on this, are the 12 foods that have the highest levels of pesticides in them, and the ones that, if we can, we want to eat less of if it's non-organic. If it's non-organic, these are the foods that we don't want to eat in mass. And so the top 3, I believe, are spinach and strawberries, and I believe kale is one of the top 3. There are others, of course, mainly cruciferous vegetables, you know, the things that we really should be eating, and fruits, peaches, you know, things that are really good for you. And so she goes on to say, you know, just make sure you really want to wash those things. And the point I'm getting at is, in the whole segment, and it may have given her a whole 5 minutes, mind you, for this important topic, food, the things that sustain us, that are required for us to live. Of course, there was 20 minutes given on mass murder mayhem, which, you know, I mean, I'm not belittling that. I mean, that's something that occurs and it's news, but, you know, it's something that's occurred and we need to be aware of, and we need to be having that discussion in terms of how to prevent it, not highlighting what happened. Oh, yeah, she fell out of a 50-story building, and right now you can see that the people are all standing around. Here's the film. Pan over there, John, and take a look. Instead of why did that happen and how can we prevent these things from happening, which would have been the story. So we got mass murder mayhem going on in bulk time. We get 5 minutes for food. And then the 5 minutes doesn't even talk about why it is that we even have a Dirty Dozen. It was just about, yeah, these are the things, you know, you want to be careful of, the most important things that you probably need to ingest. And nowhere did she give any real time to why is it that we're ingesting foods that are highly pesticized in the first place, that it has to be made note of in terms of ingesting it. And why do you have to spend, and she referred to, you know, the fact that, yeah, organic foods are significantly higher, but even if you can just get a little bit here and a little bit there, well, a little bit here because you can't afford a little bit there, granted, it's more healthy, but if you can't afford to buy it. So with that said, I want to kind of segue to our guest and hand this mic over to her, because she's done so much work to make a difference in the field of healthy, unadulterated food being on our shelves. This lady who we have the opportunity to be with us this evening is a true crusader. In fact, a decade ago, I guess, we connected in a rally in near Philadelphia. And I saw her out just walking the talk to try to enlighten people at this particular rally as to what was going on. And we can see the fruits of the labor, because right now, if you go into your grocery store, and I know you've noticed it, how much do you see non-GMO on the labels? And a lot of that is simply because of the work that's done. And what it says is, if we put the work in, we can make a difference, because this is a government for the people, by the people, and of the people. Believe it or not, don't let mainstream fool you on that. Ms. Eula Pasternak, speak to some of what I've been talking about in your perspective, and I'm just going to sit back and kind of hand you the mic.
You started with something very interesting. Communication. And are we aware and clear about communication inside and outside? I mean, there's always something to notice, to learn, to understand, maybe educate ourselves, and be, I call it, awake and aware, so we can be awesome. We can be healthy, we can be happy, we can be wealthy. All is based on our perception. Are we perceiving clearly? Are we accurate in our perception? It starts with communication. It's communication for most of us is verbal. And you mentioning the mainstream media, I mean, it's very programmed to lie to us. No balance whatsoever between negativity and positivity. No balance between sensationalism and actual useful information for us. So we can't look at that balance. And this is spring equinox. So we, and Libra full moon, we are receiving incredible support from the universe to help us balance what we would like to balance in life, personal, professional, physical, emotional, mental, soul health, all different aspects of our human experience. So we get couple times a year in the fall and the spring this extra support to revisit how we're doing with our balance. And if we're off, what can we do? What are we ready, willing, and able to do to shift into more balance? You mentioned charges that don't make sense on the communications bill. Well, that is another exercise in perceiving and deciding to do something about it, trying to understand it. And that is part of, again, our awareness. Do I notice and do something about it? If I'm tired, wake up and I'm tired, get home and I'm tired, do I dismiss it? Or am I able to review, wait a minute, what happened? Why am I so tired? Am I tired physically? Am I tired emotionally? Am I tired mentally? Or I really haven't connected to my spirit. Maybe my soul is toxic or weak connection with it. And do something about it. Where's my joy? Where's my passion? Where's my sense of purpose? Or am I simply toxic physically? Toxic from chemicals. And they can be pesticides in our food, 30 dozen. It can be emotional toxicity of being around humans that are just draining us, or mentally, or like I mentioned, on the soul level. So where is the balance? How do we communicate with ourselves? Cells certainly communicate inside. Organs communicate. Systems communicate. Are we part of that? Or are we ignoring the signs that there's trouble brewing? And wait until we are in a state of emergency to ask someone for help, or slow down enough to even hear our heart asking for support, belly, our digestion asking for different food or more, like you mentioned, more nutritious food, more clean water? Are we breathing clean air? Are we surrounding ourselves with clean minds and hearts and souls with other humans? Or are we buying into there is nothing we can do and just put up and shut up and just continue as is because I'm stuck? I have no choice. That is so toxic and so disempowering. And that is what spring full moon energy can help us wake up from, snap out of, and make changes that will serve us and inspire others. So we lead by example without preaching, but inspire by questions. It's like, you look good. What have you been doing? You sound good. What's new and exciting? Or actually share efficient, powerful, inspiring healing work that brings meaningful, quick results and helping to shift on the physical, emotional, mental, and soul levels so we can truly let go of damage, heal damage, let go of trauma, and slow down to plan something, plant our shifts, plant our healing desires, and watch them grow. Soil, healthy soil, is so amazing. It's electric. It's full of life. It is healing for the planet. Most of our agriculture has been hijacked by the petroleum industry, so we damage the living, breathing, electrical soil, and weaken our bodies with food that doesn't really have that vitality that we're looking for when we nourish ourselves. And that's why with a little bit of education, a little bit of awareness, we can provide for ourselves much better. Organic, biodynamic, clean 15, avoid dirty dozen foods. Yes, it is sad that we even have that list, that it even part of our life, that we are damaging, that our trusted institutions allow that. But agriculture has been hijacked. Our government has been hijacked. Our medicine has been hijacked by businesses that are greedy and don't have conscience. They are not going to. FDA, our Food and Drug Administration, just found a nice loophole and will allow imports of genetically modified fish. And without labeling, we will not know if we are going to be eating GMO salmon or still toxic, but whether it's farm-raised or...
Is that breaking news? Is that something... Because I wasn't aware of that. Is this something relatively recent?
Yes, it is. So we are just on the lookout. What else will we be try to be deceived with? The labeling. I mean, I appreciate that hemp is now legal to be grown in this country because it's an incredible plant and will serve as raw material for food, for clothing, much less, I mean, it doesn't need pesticides. So it will be with...
What's now going to be allowed to be grown?
Hemp. Hemp is now allowed to be grown. And we will have opportunity to make plastic out of hemp and hempcrete for building materials, which are non-toxic.
Non-toxic
so
plastic?
Yes. Henry Ford built a hemp car in 20s, but was not allowed to use it because hemp had to join the list of banned plants to be grown. So I hope as we are watching oil industry in its, I pray, final days, we are waking up to new opportunities to use sustainable, non-toxic materials to substitute our addiction and our hijacked industries by petroleum and all derivatives that are so toxic and so unnecessary. So that is what I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to seeing that change for the better and growth of the other industries that are sustainable, that are non-toxic, that are still able to provide what we are accustomed, the comforts that we are accustomed to having. So that's what I want balance in my life. As I see sadness, I want to bring joy. As I see ugliness, I want to bring beauty. I looked at some inspirational Facebook post today, and it's like, how about for every negative thought, we insist of 3 positive thoughts? And it's like, oh, cool, that's a new balance. I like 1-to-3 ratio. No problem with that one. Balance out the negative world that we live in by flooding it with positive thinking, with positive deeds, with with pleasure, with passion, and watch it grow and watch it inspire so others share and heal. Use joy as medicine as a creative force that it is. So we have more joy and love in the world, more pleasure and more beauty, because that is what spring offers to us. Come out of the gray that actually might look a little dirty and become green and become colorful and allow the senses, the external senses, the physical senses, to experience beauty through the sight and beautiful smells through the nose and sounds of birds chirping through our ears and touch the textures, the softness, and maybe something prickly, maybe something velvety, allowing our senses to be enriched. But keep the food simple and clean. We don't need to enrich it with chemicals. We don't need to enrich it with genetic modification or engineering, whether they pull out or inject genes to create chaos and danger for us. We detox from pesticides quicker than heal from genetically modified chaos in our body. So let's know that and avoid genetically modified food religiously. Second, let's go of pesticides, herbicides as well. Go ahead.
A couple things that was brain stimulating, which I love. That's where I get my high. And speaking of that, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
I got to laugh at my own jokes. No one else will, Eula.
I will.
Getting back to the hemp.
Yeah.
I think there are folks, because it really, when you said hemp, you know, the first thing that crossed my mind was marijuana. But I don't believe there are many people that understand that it is not the marijuana of a recreational nature. It used to be used interchangeably, but the two are significantly different. And so if you could speak to that somewhat, I'll let it be known where I am. Not that I haven't smoked in the past. Oh, I just said it on the air. Well, that's what happens when you go to college. No. Or you go to high school in the inner city. No. I mean, it is what it is. But as I don't indulge in anything right at this point, alcohol or anything else that might be psycho-impactive. And so I'm not like, oh, now he's gotten older. Now he don't do that anymore. No, it's just that's not where I'm at, and I don't believe in the legalization of recreational. So all my folks out there that still indulge and do your thing, well, that's my stance, and I just wanted to put that out there. But I did think it was important that you did mention hemp, and it is so often grouped with marijuana that I would ask that you distinguish to some extent. And I know some of the differences, of course. I mean, huge difference. I mean, you're not getting high off hemp, trust it. So that alone. But I'm going to let you speak to that if you would, because I'll have listeners to say, I wanted to call in, but you know, I'm shy. I don't like to speak on the air. But why didn't you ask her? Is that the same thing as marijuana? And why is she promoting marijuana? You know, so I'm going to let you address that one.
Sure. Big difference is that the hemp has less than 0.3% the psychoactive ingredient called THC. And marijuana has between 5 to 35%. And, of course, they're breeding it high, you know, trying to bastardize it too. But most hemp, and, of course, it varies on varieties, you can smoke and you will not get high. And I am also against recreational smoking from the physical and also from energetic standpoint. There's huge damage to our aura when smoking recreationally is present. Well, any smoking, but, you know, in illness, medical, I'm not talking about miracle marijuana. That's a totally different story. But hemp is very low. It is in the same family, yes, because it has the cannabinoid, which is the chemicals that black pepper has, echinacea has. So it interacts with our immune system, with our hormonal system. So it's not like we're making you high by giving you a CBD oil. Hemp is an amazing plant. It grows quickly. It doesn't have any, I mean, I don't know of any pesticides that are needed because it's immune. It cleans the soil, including radioactive. It can be used for building automobiles with, you know, all kinds of plastics. It can be used oil for our body care, for clothing, for construction, I mean, for food. It's just amazing. And adaptable, it grows in most climates. So like for minimal care, it's an amazing, amazing resource for so many applications that can replace the petroleum-derived comforts that we are so bombarded with. So that's the main difference. From my point of view, I mean, it's amazing because it can clean the soils from chemicals. I don't know how, but it's, for me, that's miraculous. It's being used in Japan to detox soils after Fukushima.
Mm.
I mean, amazing. Really amazing. So, anything else, or did I answer the question?
You answered it. Excellently, because you already spoke to the applications. Marijuana is used medicinally because of its chemical compound, but it's also because of that it has the recreational use, which makes it psychotropic. And yep. As you said, it has physical effects, but it has energy effects as well that, you know, people need to be aware of.
Yes.
And so, you know, the applications for hemp, well, you spoke automobiles, construction, body care, plastics, clothing, you know, to name a few, which is totally, you know, totally different. And it
hemp
is not
seeds.
A cycle. What is it?
Yeah. Hemp seeds are superfoods. The seeds
mm-hmm.
from hemp are superfood.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible nutrition. So it's also, I mean, that plant can clothe us, can feed us, can help us with our hygiene, can build homes for us. I mean,
it's an amazing
no wonder
plant.
It's been banned.
No wonder it's been banned. Yeah, yes. Corporate and capitalism is going to put its foot in that door. So speak to a little bit more to the oil piece of it, you were saying.
Oh, well, CBD oil has been introduced in quite a few states. I believe Colorado was the first one to allow recreational marijuana, and companies started to produce CBD oil. And that has interaction with so many of our systems. It can be very, very healing and replace many, many medications. And again, I don't want to be offering any medical advice, but it has, as a nutritional supplement, quite an impact on helping us restore our health. So research it. There's many, many different products out there. Compare them and enjoy being healthy, restoring, maintaining, improving your health so that you're
so,
better human experience.
So again, two different things.
You're
talking
absolutely.
Marijuana, you're talking hemp. Someone says, you know, I'm really a proponent of hemp. Now, listening audience, you're educated to say you're not talking about marijuana. There are two different things. THC, of course, you know, is the chemical that's responsible for the psychological effects in marijuana. There's virtually zero THC in hemp. End of story. Period. You're not going to get, you're going to ruin your lungs before you get even a slight buzz off of hemp. It's just not going to happen. So, two totally different things. One, you know, you get high with, and of course, again, I'm not talking about the medicinal aspects of marijuana, but in terms of from most people's perspective, you know, marijuana is, you know, basically a drug that, you know, you get high with, recreationally speaking. Hemp is a product that can be used industrially, virtually. And wow, I didn't know some of the applications that you shared with us. So we appreciate that. And so we need to be thinking about hemp. We need to be getting on Google on our phones or our PCs or tablets and getting educated about hemp, because it sounds like this is going to be something that's going to be a topic of discussion, and we want to be educated before we start, you know, lamb-blasting hemp in the same category for those who do not care for recreational marijuana, categorizing it in the same category, in the same segment as recreational marijuana. Not the same. Two total different things. Thank you for sharing that. That's big. That's big time.
Sure.
No, no doubt about it. Yeah, that's awesome. Can we segue, having shared with us, you know, a little bit of detail about the foods and the energies thereof, and why we need to really be as aware as ever before about organic versus non-organic, and even the energy thereof, to more of a focus from that physical to more mental and spiritual as we transition into a new season, and what we should be aware of on an energetic level for our wellness and our balance and our joy, our peace, our prosperity even. Because as all those other things go, so does your parity. And, of course, in this capitalist society, that would be important. It's not that you're, you know, waking and living and breathing just for the next dollar. But the reality is, in the world we live in, you do need the dollar in order to survive. And there's nothing wrong with earning a good living and being happy therein. So prosperity is a big piece of all of this. Yeah, it's very important to be prosperous. So, you know, usually people kind of tune in when you start talking about prosperity, because most people want to increase their prosperity. I mean, you have that fraction of a 1% that don't care because they're set for the next 50 generations.
Billion years, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the majority of us, we're always looking to increase that. That's part of wellness, I would dare say.
Absolutely, because we need this physical body to be in this world. Hopefully our listeners are on board with us. I mean, that we're not of this world. We have soul to connect us to our spirit. So we come here on a mission to bring light, to bring and create good in this world. And the body, the physical body, is our tool, is our vehicle, is our costume, that makes it possible. So we need to take care of it. We need to function so that we can bring that light and share that light. And it starts with decent, if not good, then at least decent maintenance. When I travel and some of my students or colleagues ask about our healthcare system, they're like in total disbelief how poorly this government takes care of the people with the healthcare system. It's almost hard to believe for them that we can really go broke trying to get over a cut or even a simple illness, never mind how expensive birth in a hospital would be. I mean, it's sad, and it doesn't make sense because most of the world has much more affordable healthcare. And for many countries, and dare I say civilized countries, mm-hmm. where healthcare is more holistic and it's accepted and it's mainstream. It's like, oh, yeah. If I say I live in the U.S., it's like, I'm like, oh, you poor thing. It's like, that has not been the case 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But it is now. And it's not going to help if I'm embarrassed about it. It's just like, well, we're trying. And we made progress with GMO foods. We made progress. Organic agriculture is growing. More people are aware of the dangers. More independent science proves. Our battleground now is for informed consent about vaccinations. That's the battleground right now. So we are not forced to be injected with chemicals, including Roundup in vaccines. So that parents
Wait a minute. I don't mean to be rude, but this is also breaking. What do you mean Roundup in vaccines? And I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not aware of that one. Roundup like Monsanto, the adversary. The adversary. By the way, when I say Monsanto, didn't they like morph into another company? Yeah, Bayer.
Yes.
That's right, folks. The folks that make aspirin, Bayer, now own Roundup. But back to that point about Roundup being in vaccines.
Yeah. We covered that, but yeah, we can cover it again. Do we have time? Maybe we need to come back to that. Let's not bring too much negativity.
Okay, let's not go there.
This is spring. This is growth. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just grow.
I just want us to have informed consent so parents can have a choice to educate themselves and refuse vaccinations. The latest measles, whatever, is proven that it was the strain of measles that was being shared was from vaccinated children. Non-vaccinated kids produce absolutely no danger to the public. Or schools, or preschools, or whatever. So the next wave of danger to our health is by being forced to not just vaccinate, but by having our choice whether to vaccinate or not, children or adults, to be taken away from us. So that's the next. Please voice your opinions and educate yourself. It is against human rights. It is against United Nations policy that right to choose medicine has been established after Second World War, where the Nazis experimented on humans without consent. And it's being threatened to be taken away from us. So please fight with us for that freedom to choose and informed consent.
So informed consent, we're going to be hearing more about this in the future. So we need to participate in that movement, right? And with that said,
absolutely,
and just being an advocate for our listeners to stimulate the conversation, if you will, I'll be a catalyst, if you will. I'll use that term loosely, and in asking a couple of questions. So you feel unquestionably, without any doubt or with some reservation, and that's a question, not rhetorical, that vaccines are dangerous. Now, not that I don't agree or already know, but I have to ask that question so that I can draw out, you know, some more discourse between us.
The vaccines have very little research proof that they're safe. And I am against vaccination. But that is my personal choice. I am not an expert. I have just done enough research to know that we have been lied to, and just the sheer increase between, I believe I've received 4 vaccines and only 1 adverse reaction that my mother remembers, versus now it's like 50 or 60 vaccines by the age of 2. That level of toxicity from heavy metals, aluminum, mercury, Roundup, what does it do to the young brain, young body, young immune system? It's horrific.
Is that true? 50 vaccines by the age of 2 years old?
I don't even know. I don't remember the numbers, but it's horrific. Becoming a certified prenatal, postnatal massage therapist, and I've been just doing research on the prenatal, postnatal care, and I'm just like, what? Vitamin K shot right after birth? Why? Does nature require vitamin K shot into an infant body? And then hepatitis or whatever the next shot is. It's like, what? Aluminum? I mean, we are vaccinating mothers. So the mothers already have that floating in their system, and the fetuses are already in danger from mothers being vaccinated. And then right away, let's get more heavy metals injected into children. I mean, and nothing proven safe. As again, our medical care has been hijacked by chemical companies. So let's have the right for informed consent, be diligent, responsible in our research, and preserve our right to choose, whether it's physical, as we have, emotional, mental, or soul care. Because spring is that amazing time of the year where growth is possible. Exponential healing is possible. We are so supported to be inspired by nature, to be healed by nature. Our physical body is healed by nature. It is borrowed from nature. It returns to nature. Let's focus on enjoying getting healthy, trimming down, enjoying being outdoors and move more and have more and share more. Let's be inspired watching the nature just start to open up and bring and transform it into our pure joy and awe of how amazing the world is after resting throughout winter. We all have more energy in spring. We all look at that sun, and it's so shining bright, almost blinding. It's like, wow. That's source energy. That's light. That's a blessing. We come from that. We recognize that in deep down inside of us. We're all more cheered up when sun shows up. It's like, all right, party time. Let's do something. Let's have fun. Let's allow those blessings, integrate them, grow with them, heal with them, and celebrate our good fortune. And let's share our gratitude with good words, good deeds, good hugs, good smiles. And allow that joy of being here in the physical. Bright minds, bright hearts, warm, fuzzy, pleasant experiences as a human in this world. We have so much to see and feel and sense and share. Let's do that. Let's make it happen. Open our eyes and enjoy what we see. Enjoy what we create. Enjoy what we share and exchange and receive. And grow into the new version of us that we want. Let's choose a better version of us and create a better version of this world. Less destruction, more construction, sustainable, enjoyable, non-toxic. We can do it. It's been done before. That's the world we are building. That's the world we can choose to live in.
Miss Eula, let me pick up
headset. What do you say to those? And you know, I never let you off the air until I ask this question, because you always have a pertinent answer. What do you say about the person? And there's so many that are suffering, and they're sitting right now listening to you and say, "That's easy. You have your center and empowerment living, and you know you're probably." Rich, I mean, they don't know. You're probably living a life of Riley, and that's easy for you, Ms. Pasternak. But I'm sitting here. I'm a single parent, or male or female. I've got this addiction that I'm dealing with. I've got this child or children who I can't afford to take care of. There's so many people. I've got this illness. They're saying that they don't know what to do with it. I don't have income. There's so many problems out there. I've got people who hate me, and I've done nothing to them just because I exist. What do you say to, generally speaking, and I know we're wrapping up. You're heading towards the top of the hour,
right.
So we have about 7 or 8 minutes. And we're going to revisit this, you know, as we go into the spring. You know, I'm going to ask you to come back in the next few weeks, because you can't cover in a half an hour, or what has it been, 40 minutes, you know, into any real significance. You've given the nuggets that they can grab onto, the seeds, you know, that they can plant for those who are somewhat there, but there are new listeners every week. And even those who are regular, depending on what they're going through, it's tough. And you know that because you're a counselor. You deal with this every day, so I don't have a problem asking you that question. Give us something that we can walk away with, those who are really going through. And I would say, dare say, most of us are, myself including. It may not be as a greater scale as some, but every day I have challenges. I have folks at work that really don't like me, as much love as I try to bring. You know why? And the only thing I can come up with, but I'm sure there's many reasons, because I exist. And there are so many people that really love me. There are a few that I could see them looking like, he's back. So You know, of course, having some introspective of the energy piece, I handle it accordingly as best I can. But what about those who just don't have the tools? What do you say?
I empathize because they have been so drained and so run down and so without support and without connecting to their spirit, to God, to Source, to Prana, whatever the word we can use. They either have isolated themselves or have been isolated, because that is what the negative forces in this world try to do to us. Those of us, without being arrogant, those of us who choose light and empowerment threaten negativity in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who choose to be independent thinkers, independent physically, emotionally, mentally, connected to our soul, remembering our and downloading, sharing our divine power to bring light into this world, to bring joy, to bring beauty, and create more balance in this world. Bringers of light, warriors of light. I empathize, but human, wake up. Organize yourself. Share kindness. Lift your neighbor, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, whether it's mentally. So evils of this world do not drain as much. There is always something to be grateful for. There is always something to notice, enjoy. There is always something to have passion about. You mentioned little dirt in a box and some herbs. They can become inspiration. They can become friends. They can become medicine. Just looking at each other's eyes and recognizing depth of our souls and our courage to be here in this world, to bring light, to share light, and help your fellow human do better, feel better, see better their own beauty, their own glorious divine power, maybe hidden, maybe weak at the moment, but there's always something we can do to bring light, to cheer someone up, and show by example, whether it is for most of us providing for ourselves month to month, struggling with our colleagues because we irritate them by being cheerful, by being in our full power, full divine power, knowing that we got this because we're stronger, smarter, more resourceful than evil in this world. Every night, I'm grateful. Every morning, I wake up grateful for yet another day to make a difference, or another night to reconnect with my spirit and the other realms, the invisible that has my back, that will support me when I know how to connect and download those frequencies for healing, for prosperity, for creativity, so that I can live my life with passion and purpose, so that I can be awake enough to make better choices. Let go of my addiction of overgiving. Let go of my idea of being a superwoman and make myself sick because I over nurture others who don't deserve it because they choose to drain instead of empowerment. instead of noticing and training to be good humans, to be strong and stable. We are so judgmental and opinionated. So sad. Let's put that energy into helping others. Let's not be the drains. Let's be the inspiration and conduit for the source to bless this world. Let's grow into that better version of ourselves. Starts with us. Healing. Creating the life that we want. Leading by example. It can start small with better food, better nourishment. We'll help others with their physicality to the best of our ability. Able, willing, and ready. Connect with someone. Check on someone. How are they doing? Especially if we know that they were overcoming something, some challenge. And flow that love and joy in our families. Let go of toxic people. If possible, change toxic environment, whether it's work, whether it's neighborhood. Resist negative family members. Like, no. You want to drain someone? Find somebody else. It is not my duty, just because we are from the same family, to put up with your rudeness or entitlement. There is no need for drugs. There is no need for numbing ourselves because we cannot manage our chaos we created or inherited. We have God-given body, mind, heart, soul, spirit. Let's make good use of all of them and be good humans. It's not that hard, but it has to be a choice, as well as a choice to be accountable for our choices. A choice to choose light. A choice to resist dark. A choice to course correct when we are on the wrong path. We know it. Ask for help if we're too weak to do it on our own. Shame and guilt is not of the light. Resist it. Be the light. Be the love. Be the support. Be the change you want to see in the world. Please, spring. Let's be inspired. Let's grow into the good humans we want to be and be around and witness not just our growth, but the growth of others. We can do it. We just have to choose that.
So for those who, the downtrodden that I was referring to, and even the not so downtrodden, because that's kind of an extreme word, but those who are really challenged at any level, from the least to the greatest, your first word was you empathize. And what that tells me is with your empathy, that's energy, that's light. For those of us who are enlightened, even partially, I mentioned in the very beginning of the program, listeners, and go back to the archives if you missed the beginning, we're talking with Ms. Eula Pasternak, human energy expert, food specialist and expert, specializing especially in genetically modified and adulterated food and being a true change agent for eliminating and removing those toxic substances such as GMOs and vaccines from our environment that are harmful. We're having a discourse about making the transition into our next season, not just the season of this equinox we call spring, but the season of our lives. And we're all transitioning from one moment to a next, and we're talking about making a healthy, successful, prosperous, peaceful, loving, joyful transition as we move on in our life on this plane that we exist on now. And so Ms. Pasternak was asked by yours truly, what about the downtrodden? And she mentioned that some of us, even if we're challenged, we have some skills and some tools. And even with those tools and skills, because of the nature of the planet, the world we live in, we're still challenged. I am, and I have access to many tools, and I have to utilize them. And still I find myself drained when you have that expert in selfishness. You see, you have different levels of those who would be counter to the light. And there are some who are literally specialized in draining you. It could be a coworker, a family member, a neighbor, a professional that you engage with, or it's just someone in the store that you happen to walk in. We need to be conscious of that. So what I'm heard Ms. Pasternak say is, first of all, be empathetic, because what I heard is you have something. Many of us have more than others, but as you give, you receive. So if you have a little bit, be empathetic. And, you know, I'm a witness to that. You know, I have family and colleagues and friends who I see going through things. And yet they can call me with encouragement when I mention something I may be going through. And I think to myself, wow, you know, he or she, I mean, you know, they were just telling me last week what they're, and I'm sure that situation hasn't changed, but, you know, we were talking and they're saying, Daryl, don't worry about what's going on, you know, at work, or don't worry about the finances, or don't, you know, you can do this. And they're encouraging me. And guess what? I believe that they're receiving energy from that. And I believe that's what Ms. Pasternak is saying. Grasp on to whatever you have. You have something. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. And it's so hard sometimes to see it, especially with those situations that could be considered extreme. Like I said, you have someone that just has, you know, children. They feel like they can't feed, or they have an illness that they're trying to get over, or an addiction they're trying to get by, and they just feel like there's just no hope. And Ms. Pasternak said there is hope. And as simple as it may sound, just by letting it fall off your lips is a beginning. And so the first thing I heard you say, Ms. Pasternak, is you empathize. And with that empathy, you're putting energy into the ethers. And if we all gave a little bit, even those of us who are struggling, some of us can give more. So if I can give an iota of 1%, because I'm just way overwhelmed right now, and that's all I have to give, but I add that on to someone else who has an enormous amount, that may be just that amount that's needed into the universe. Now, we're talking some non-tangibles here that can become tangibles, but you have to understand and you have to have faith and believe that there is an energy force. There is an energy force. And the first step in utilizing it is to being aware of it. And so that's what I'm hearing Ms. Pasternak talk about, being aware, giving what you can, having an attitude of positivity. And what that does is it kind of makes up a receptacle to receive that which is available to you. Now, again, this may be an intangible that we're looking to become tangible. Let's say it's a financial thing. We can all relate to that. Let's say it's just a financial. So we're talking an intangible, and those who are having a financial thing may say, well, okay, that's not helping me with, you know, my car note or my rent or my insurance. It's not helping me with food on the table right now. Well, I would dare say that give it a chance. Just start with that positivity. And those are saying, I'll tell you what, I ain't thinking no money in my pocket. But start there. And if the rest of us have that little bit of extra that we can give, it's called empathy, which is energy personified, and we can just give that up. There's power in that. And for those of us who believe in prayer, we know what that's about. And I'm one to say I've experienced it. I know there's power in prayer. I could document it. So, Ms. Pasternak, I appreciate that. I just wanted to elaborate a little bit because I believe there may be some listeners who may not appreciate that as much as I believe it's worth the opening response, which was your empathy. There's so much empathy, folks. Think about that. Thank you, Ms. Pasternak. We appreciate you. And we're looking forward to the spring. We're looking forward to springing into spring with a renewed, wherever we are individually, renew that thing, expound on it with a positive and passionate attitude. And let the wellspring of loving blessings come to you. They will. They'll manifest. As we think, we generate. Is that not so, Ms. Pastor Eula?
Absolutely. Every thought is acted upon. Hopefully by us, especially with positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Pasternak, we've end of another program. How about I put you on the spot like I always do and ask you if you'd be willing to join us as we delve into spring. And I'd love it if you could come back, you know, within the month, if your time permits, because I know you're all over the place, all over the world. I would love to just expand on this, and I appreciate you being able to join us and being willing to join us spontaneously as you have. I'd like to, for our next segment of this journey, sequencing off of this, planning a bit in advance, and we can give our listeners some advance notice and they can go back to the archives and get an idea and some sense of enlightenment, empowerment for the dialogue, for the discourse, and be able to even better appreciate where we're going to pick up from in our next episode of this conversation.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
April is good. May is a little more challenging with being on air, but yep, we can do it.
All right. Well, listeners, to you, I'd like to say thank you. We've been talking with Ms. Eula Pasternak, founder of the Center for Empowered Living, a humanist, a gregarious, loving, good-hearted person who simply wants to give back to society to make a difference. She is a food specialist, especially in the area of genetically modified foods and foods that are toxic. And she's a crusader therein, in leading the way to helping to remove, reduce, and hopefully even eliminate such things out of society. And I have no problem mentioning that. I believe anything is possible for those who believe wholeheartedly and with passion pursue their beliefs. And so with that said, we're going to ask you to tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. So do that. Look into that conversation about hemp versus marijuana. Two total different things. You can't get high off hemp, folks. It is a product that has so many uses that are beneficial. And because it's been lumped in with marijuana in years and decades past, has been vilified. And then last but not least, we talked about informed consent. We talked about informed consent when it comes to having chemicals injected into your loved ones' bodies, especially our children, our infants. There's no coincidence that there's a greater incidence of impact of our children having been vaccinated 10, sometimes 20 times more than were required 30, 40 years ago, even 20 years ago. And so with that said, until next week when we'll have another, and we have another enlightening episode of Progressive News Weekly lined up for you. We don't often do this, that is to close with the same bumper tune that we open up with, but I think it's appropriate. I like to say, yeah, everyone, have an enjoyable week, an enjoyable weekend, and enjoy the spring. This is a new equinox, an opportunity for a new season. Be aware. Be empowered. Be inspired. Be encouraged. Give love, that thing you can give away and yet retain at the same time in exponential amounts. So as much as you give, you receive even more in return. Not that that's the reason you're giving it. So, listeners, I thank you. I love you. There's nothing that you can do about that because it's just the way it is. And I so do appreciate you. Ms. Pasternak, you know I'll be in touch in days ahead so we can get that date scheduled and pick up where we left off. For our listeners, you can go to the archives and listen to this or any of the previous programs over the past weeks or months and even years. Even Ms. Pasternak, who's been on many, many times over the years. And you'll do that by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, N-F-O-R-D. And you'll just, when you go to that website, you'll scroll down because it's going to show you all of Progressive News Weekly programs. And you'll just scroll down to the one that says Miss Eula Pasternak on 3/21/19. And you can share that with your friends and loved ones and let them know and see and hear what they would have otherwise missed. In the meantime, let's open our eyes. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones. Tell someone that you love them. Even though you show it, it just makes a difference. And know, what you think, you manifest. Bless you all. Open our eyes. Oh.
open our eyes. Open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes. He has given us hills and mountains. He has given us, oh yeah, level.
Children.